13.05 UTC, 14.05 local time. Here there are major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Asamba. First, the headlines. The education community of Kribi in the south region of Cameroon is still under the shock after the sudden death of a teacher in a public school of the locality. Over 350 cases of violence against women have been reported in the Northwest region to the greatest disapproval of gender-based gender activists. Those were the headlines, and now the news in greater details. A teacher of l'École d'Application Publique du Centre in Kribi, Rachel Ngo, IT organizations called on survivors of gender-based violence to speak out in order to receive the necessary assistance to rebuild after the abuse. Mary Ann Lantum reports from Bamenda.
No to rape, no to assault,
no to harmful traditional practice.
Going through major junctions of upstation Bamenda, the actors involved in the fight against GBV carried placards with messages such as speak out and uproot violence in order to create public awareness. Some women-led organizations in Bamenda say they have been helping survivors rebuild, as explained by the executive director of Organization for Women's Empowerment and Development, Nzerem Mildred.
We tell them what the law says and the punishment available. But the most prominent one is that we tell them to report. Women hide perpetrators of gender-based violence when they are their husbands, their sons, or their neighbors. They fear that they will be stigmatized in the society. And when you report, we respond, responding and rebuilding after the abuse.
Meantime, the regional delegate of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Weba Hassan, reassures victims and survivors of government support.
The Integrated Support Unit is there to handle all cases of GBV, starting from psychosocial support through medical assistance, legal and even economic empowerment.
The 16-day campaign in the Northwest shall be characterized by sensitization in primary and secondary schools, which shall be concluded on December 10. Miriam Lantum, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And the Muslim community in Bamenda has called for the integration of Islamic banking finance in the school program of the University of Bamenda and other state universities, positing that it will provide students with a comprehensive understanding of both conventional and Islamic financial systems. This was in a meeting with the University of Bamenda's officials, during which the Muslims, led by the commander of Thief Gendarmerie Region, General Useni Jibo, and other members of the Cameroon Muslim Community Development Association, also emphasized that they lack specialized institutions in Islamic economics and Islamic banking and finance in Cameroon. Mabel Mekendim Saakem reports.
Statistics indicate that adherents of Islam make up over 30% of the about 29 million population of Cameroon. The Muslim community in Bamenda posits that they remain active actors in the development of the region's economy and that of the nation at large. They are, however, lamenting that despite their contribution, they lack specialized non-banking institutions in Islamic economics and Islamic banking and finance in Cameroon, and as a result, they are compelled to accept what conventional financial institutions offer, even though they indicate it's generally not in line with their beliefs. Though there are specialists in Islamic finance working with conventional banks, the Muslims under the Cameroon Muslim Community Development Association in Bamenda, led by General Seni Jibo, are upbeat about the fact that it is high time they advocate for change. And according to them, the establishment of Islamic banking and finance courses at the University of Bamenda and other universities will build a strong foundation on the field. The project has been presented to the University of Bamenda in a meeting where the school was represented by the Dean of the Target Faculty of Economics and Management Sciences, Professor Njong Aloysius. Further discussions and analysis are expected to be carried out on the proposal in the days ahead. Mabel Menkemdis, Akem, CRTV News, Bamenda.
You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. Officials of the regional blood transfusion service in the northwest region are raising concerns over severe shortage of blood at the banks, leaving the region's 15 blood banks unable to meet growing demand from patients. Recent research finding reveals that voluntary donations rates remain critically low, with rural areas particularly affected due to the limited blood bank access and persistent cultural misunderstandings about blood donation. Sylvie Banta reports.
The Bamenda Regional Hospital transfuses about 95 pints of blood weekly, while other hospitals across the northwest also struggle to meet demands from patients. Dr. Nuniela Elvis Fomuso says there is urgent need for more blood donors, especially with medical emergencies rising due to the ongoing social unrest in the region.
Based on our context, the number of casualties, maybe from stray bullets and injuries that we've had in facilities, a lot of cases still come and we run short of blood, and there are needs for more donors to be recruited in our blood banks.
A representative of the National Blood Transfusion Service, Simon Joya, explains that low voluntary blood donation rates are due to the lack of blood banks in rural areas and cultural myths discouraging donors.
We are still below 30% mark for voluntary non-remunerated blood donations for the region. For instance, in the community-based organizations, we do have only one association within the community-based organization that meet up with the standard that is necessary for blood donation.
Advocates are now working to strengthen community-based organizations to raise awareness and boost voluntary blood donations in the region. Sylvie Bantar, CRTV News, Bamenda.
A wide variety of local cash crops and products from the northern region are on exhibition in the Garowa City Council following the launch of the 8th edition of the Excellence Day in Scientific Research and Innovation. During the launch, the Secretary General in the North Governor's Office, Joseph Ademsu, in the presence of the North Regional Delegate of Scientific Research and Innovation, exhorted the exhibitors to continue making the North region a veritable reference for research. Details with Mercy Ashu Yabeya.
The Garowa City Council Esplanade completely transformed into an exhibition site to showcase the research and innovative ideas that have gone into valorizing local cash crops and products from the north amongst those exhibiting at their stands during the Excellence Days in Scientific Research and Innovation are owners of startups and promoters of small and medium-sized enterprises, each displaying their prowess and creativity to the fullest. Ahmed Bura is an exhibitor. Here, we cultivate potatoes which come from our soil here in Garoua. You'll notice that you can do everything with it. For example, potato flour, which is good for elderly people and athletes. You can also substitute it with wheat. The local materials that give the ceremonial ground the look of a natural, decent habitat, coupled with traditional medicines on display, are in themselves a pointer to government's strong commitment to promote the import substitution policy. Joseph Demsu is the Secretary General in the North Governor's office. It is an occasion for me to say bravo, Madame le Délégué. All these riches, talents and prowess, I also want to seize the opportunity to invite the economic promoters to invest in research for it can improve the living conditions of the population. The ceremony to launch the 8th edition of the Excellence Days in Scientific Research and Innovation in the North will certainly pull investors in the sub-region. Mercy Ashunyabuye, CRTV News, Garoua.
Four centers to train women and youths for the job market have gone operational in Yaoundé. The initiative of the National Employment Fund covers a wide range of areas that can easily provide self-employment to many at the end of the training. Anne Omeko with the details from CRTV Center.
To enable women and youths between 15 and 35 years become autonomous and financially independent, four centers in collaboration with the National Employment Fund and under the Ministry of Employment and Vocational Training have gone operational. This move is intended to curb unemployment. Chifu Moma is the National Employment Fund Center Director.
Those training programs were launched in a bid to render our job seekers more marketable, to ensure enable them acquire skills that can be marketable in the job market.
Amongst other many trainees is Johanna Veda in Helisi Culture.
To come and take this training is for me to be independent financially and to make other people be like me.
Topography and related fields are other programs that call the interest of young people like Yakana Abadoma.
I wish to thank the National Employment Fund for granting me this opportunity to undergo training in topography.
Yet, others have chosen to train on catering, fashion and design and become house herbs among other disciplines. Manye Avel is a student in skincare.
I'm benefiting of a training of well-being hairdresser and makeup artist who will permit me to have my own revenue and personally auto-employed in the future.
Cameroonians, regardless of gender or class, are encouraged to apply and benefit from free trainings as instructed by the Director General of the National Employment Fund, Mote Abidias Kamil, and Omeko, CRTV Center.
At 20 past 2, we put a cap on this edition of the regional news in which you heard that the education community of Kribi is still under the shock after the sudden death of a teacher in a public school of the locality. And over 350 cases of violence against women have been reported in the Northwest to the greatest disapproval of gender activists. This edition of the news was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan. I've been Bertrand Osambay-Nyaoundé.